It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello again, welcome. I'm Jordan. This is Connoisseur's Corner. With me today is good buddy Matt Robinson, the food writer, with his website Matt's Meals, MATTS-meals.com. All right, there's a new salt, a flavored salt from Africa. Whole Foods is carrying it, and products like this are very popular. Tell us more, Matt.
We've talked in the past about jam jar wine, Nakakono honey and preserves, Rwanda bean coffee, which is actually now based in Portland, Maine, and Three Mountains teas, and they're all just amazing, helping local farmers in Africa, and delicious. So my latest find is called Oryx Desert Salts. It's sustainably harvested salt from a vast ancient salt pan in the unpolluted Kalahari Desert. They're dried in the South African sun. It's as organic as can be, and the flavors are really delicious. They have a smoked salt and a barbecue salt, and they're great for, you know, for cooking or for just giving a little African flavor to favorite dishes from all around the world. They come in recyclable glass bottles and with long-lasting ceramic grinder heads, so you can reuse them over and over, so they're better for the environment than the disposable salts you might be buying. And again, you know, it's really going to be helping an economy locally and far away, which make you feel pretty good. It's Oryx, O-R-Y-X, desertsalt.co.za, or just go to Whole Foods and check it out there.
All right, thank you, Matt. All part of Connoisseur's Corner, right here on WBZ, Boston's News Radio.